This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites on Friday, August 14th. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me, as usual,
Frida Liu.
And today we're asking you on Biz Bites, what's the funniest or the weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams? Now, I'm sure all of you have some kind of story to share, so get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. And we already have a bunch of messages that have, got us giggling in the studio.
Right. Keeping it lighthearted. It is Friday.
Yay! we also have a story about how a Chinese tea farmer has become an e-commerce sensation. He's not the first one. We've had many stories like this, but this is an interesting one. Mm. And also how an Indonesian YouTuber managed to get almost 3 million views on YouTube for just staring into space. Mm. We'll have the details on that in just a bit. But on the show, like I said earlier, we're talking about the funniest and the weirdest things that you've seen when you're on, when you've been on a Zoom call, or if you've been on any kind of live stream video recently. So the MCO has basically put a whole new focus on the video medium, hasn't it? You know.
Right.
There have been webinars. We've got a webinar going on right now on Facebook Live. It's a H&L Health and Living webinar. And, you know, there's been a whole bunch of webinars around every corner, Instagram live stream every other minute, and a slew of YouTube tutorials that have sprung up. And with that, technical and performance difficulties have also been quite rampant across the online video wave. We have five things that you need to think about before you switch on that webcam for your next video appearance. You know, these are like five video call and live streaming fixes. So we know that video can be used for many things, you know, to build a brand awareness, showcase and monetize new and existing products and services. They can also deliver support and even make your staff viral video stars, mm-hmm. right? Like we've seen over these past few months. Not to mention, you know, customers typically find video more engaging and easier to process than text. So investing in video capabilities seems like a sensible choice for businesses. However, there are so many technical gaffes and funny moments that we've seen of live streaming and other video streaming. People walking into the background of calls, pets being the real mm-hmm. stars of the stream. And everyone has had this, is this thing on? Can you hear me moment,
yes.
right? We've all had those.
You're on mute. You're on mute.
So here are five factors that will help increase the quality of anything video related that you're up to. Number one, be in the HQ, be in your headquarters. Now, if you're contemplating a live stream solution and believe you don't need top quality live streaming video to capture and hold viewer attention, think again. According to a survey from New York Magazine, the overwhelming majority of viewers, like this is like 67%, they consider video quality the most important factor when watching a live stream. So your clients won't stick with your stream if you don't deliver the video quality they expect. Mm-hmm. Number two, audio quality is equally as important. There was an experiment conducted by USC, and this is really something to think about. Researchers showed the same science lecture video to two groups. One watched it with high quality audio, and the other one watched it with, you know, a lower quality audio. And the people who viewed the video with lower quality audio, they rated the talk as worse, and they said that the speaker was less intelligent and less likable, and the research less important. So I guess this demonstrates just how important audio quality is, because it's linked directly to the credibility in a viewer's mind. Hmm. So audio is important. Video resolution is also super important. The way your streaming video solution handles motion is more critical than being able to see details like veins on a leaf, right? Now, filmmakers have told us this over and over again. It's tough for an audience to read expressions, gestures, and body language if the motion is jumpy, blurry. You know, sometimes you get put off when you're watching like the Blair Witch Project, right? So high definition video creates the right balance. Now, if we're talking about HD video, HD is not supported by all internet connections. So there's a little bit of a glitch there as well. Now, people watch so many online videos now that some assume connection speed must support HD streaming everywhere. But,
it's
if you're watching, say, in a cafe somewhere, right, and you're connected to the Wi-Fi and it's shared by like 10 people, and, you know, a 50 Mbps speed connection can quickly drop to 3 Mbps, which will result in buffering with HD video and the loss of customer attention. So to prevent prevent this drop-off of attention, try streaming with multiple bit rates, or using various amounts of data encoded for a unit of time.
Don't do it at the coffee shop, basically.
Yes, yes. And the last one, settings are not the same for everyone everywhere. So decide which streaming video solution works best for your company before making a choice. Take a look at what your options are and keep viewers' needs in mind. Every online video platform has its own requirement for detailed streaming settings. It's important to set the right codec, which are basically the standards for encoding and decoding compressed video, to maintain a quality viewing experience for everyone. Now, Frida, we're asking everyone on the show today, what's the funniest or weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams? Now, you have hosted so many webinars over these last few months. I'm sure you have some interesting stories to share.
Right. So for me, it was like doing it from home, right? So again, internet connection is very important. It wasn't so much viewing anything, but it was like my son coming by and then talking to me. And I'm like, putting my hand out, like, don't talk to me now. The other thing is, like, when people come into webinars, some have this doorbell ring.
Yeah,
right? So you know someone's come into it, right? So one time I was having this webinar and doorbell kept ringing. I was like, I wonder why there's so many people coming in. Then I realized it was delivery.
So it was a doorbell in your own house?
For delivery. Because you know what we do? There's a lot of online deliveries going on.
Right.
So I was like, wait, that's me. I said, okay. Then I had to say, can you all just wait? Because the guy is, so I had to disrupt a session.
Right.
But I think like everybody has a sense of humor though. And
everyone's, I guess, more forgiving with these things, right?
Yeah.
And we've all noticed funny or weird things when we've been on Zoom calls or we've been watching webinars or any kind of live stream. So get in touch with us, join the conversation and share with us your story. It's a lovely Friday afternoon right here in Tamantun. I hope it's lovely where you are as well. Get in touch with us at 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back with comments from from the founder of Monster, Zee Chan. She'll give us her opinion on what is key for a great live stream. And we'll share some of the comments that have already come through and have got us giggling in the studio. But for now, here's Lynette Skinner with Gimme 3 Steps, Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Big front man, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, what's the funniest or weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams or any of the webinars that you've watched over these last few months? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. And let's just read some of the comments that we've got on Instagram.
Oh, okay. On Instagram, I have to get there. Just give me a moment. You go somewhere first. I'll come back then.
How about we look at Twitter. So on Twitter, we have Fang, who says, call with client in Singapore and his brother walks in topless. And the client proceeds to talk to his brother about things. So I had to watch.
Okay.
Okay, that's quite interesting too. At least you got a bit of entertainment during your video call. We also have another one here from Wendy, who says, I don't have a story to share. Just wanted to say that it's a joy listening to the both of you. Great voices and chemistry. Thank you so much, Wendy.
It's because it's Friday.
Yeah.
Extra chemistry.
You can hear it in our voices. Let's look at Instagram.
All right. So here it says, when your pets join the call. And this is from Olivia, right? And then we've got MGKRS and said, the host scolding her kids live in a webinar session. Oh dear. Okay, Lee Swen 99 says, during MCO, my boss had a mohawk hair and grew a moustache. Weirdest thing ever. Shaz 5698, someone picked up the phone not turning off the microphone during video calls.
So I guess they had to listen to the whole conversation.
Whatever it is.
See, just think of it as entertainment. Think of it as like a commercial, while you're watching these live streams. We've got one cute one here from Christine, who sent us a little gif of a kid in yellow doing a little prance.
Yes.
And, hands down, that BBC analyst kids wandering into the room. I need the confidence of the kid in yellow. I know what you mean, Christine. Now, right. If you're wondering what this is, let me take you back to 2017 when Professor Robert Kelly was on the BBC and he was explaining South Korean politics live on the BBC on this BBC News piece, right? And then his kids, Marion and James, they just barge in. Marion is like a 2-year-old toddler, and he was like doing a little dance, you know, into the room. And then James in his rolling chair, yeah, you know, right? In his walker, right behind her. And then the wife comes rushing in to grab them out. And I tell you, I think I would have watched that video, I don't know, 100 times at least. You know, it was such a heartwarming.
And him trying to be as composed as possible.
As possible.
On a serious topic.
And the thing is, right, Professor Robert Kelly has been on BBC like so many times, and he just that one time he forgot to lock his door. And of course, you know, Murphy's Law, the kids had to walk in on that day. And after that, all the interviews that he got for the following few weeks were all about his family and that incident, and not so much about South Korean politics.
You see, so something like that, right, just, you know, puts people in a happier mood, you know, and people will forgive you for that,
yes,
right? You know,
yes.
So I think sometimes we just got to have a sense of humor about some things.
Yes,
you know?
It's so real, I guess. It's kind of heartwarming. So we are talking about some of the things that you can do to improve your video call and live streams. And we have on the line with us founder of Monster, Zee Chan, to get her opinion on the key to a great live stream. So Monster is a platform dedicated to bridging the skills gap between students and employers. And not only do they host regular virtual events, but they are hosting the first online Monster Awards this year to highlight student KOLs. When the MCO first started, you know, what were your first steps? You know, did you think about equipment first? Did you start off by researching the right tools or video platform?
When the MCO first started, I realized I have to convert my regular in-person event to online. First thing that comes to our mind is to just do it first. So we leverage on anything that is online to kickstart all our programs and content. So first thing that we got in online is through Facebook Live. So after Facebook Live, we slowly discover Google Hangout, and then eventually I discover Zoom. So ultimately, we actually end up conducting our classes in Zoom.
Oh, why Zoom?
It's because they have this recording feature. And then also another thing is because we get to see everyone's faces, and we could basically change our virtual background and making it fun. So because of this platform, which allows us to conduct formal event and also informal event, because with that, we can actually, you know, change our setting and our atmosphere. So it is more in person compared to a very normal video call. Mm. So we end up using Zoom as our video platform to conduct all our programs.
Mm. Is there a difference in effectiveness of a class comparing in-person classes to online video classes?
Definitely yes, a big yes, because I would say, put it this way, that if it's in online, it's more effective, and the time we actually will need to conduct is shorter compared to physical. But in person, we could be able to gauge with the emotion and the engagement, and the communication will be more effective compared to online. So therefore, there's a pro and cons between. So if you talk about time, I would prefer online. But if you talk about engagement and communication, I'll go with in person.
Right. So Zee, what tips do you have for people looking to start using live streaming or video conferencing platforms?
Start from the agenda. The agenda that you plan for online and offline event is very different. Look into the timeliness, because everyone is in front of the screen. Therefore, the attention span would be shorter. So the agenda has to be fast and concise and also straight to the point. And one more thing is also don't forget about the engagement with the audience, getting them to respond in terms of virtual clap or even respond from chat box is one of the key factors to make an event a success. So this is my tips for people who are looking to explore live streaming.
Right. Thank you so much, Z. So I think we have Z back again on Open for Business coming up on Monday, the 17th of August. So tune in at 10 a.m. We'll be hearing more from Z Chan of Monster.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, when you do something like this, right, it is important that the hours are different. It's not face-to-face. So people have, you know, staring at the screen. You've got to make sure that it's concise and what you've got to say. But also make it different, you know, like have polls.
Yeah.
Put a break in monotony by doing something, you know.
Get it more interactive, yes, I guess. Because sometimes if you're just going to be sitting there with your speaker, mute, your mic on mute, and, you know, you're just sitting there for a while, you still need to do something to kind of retain that attention.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like, for example, when you do this physical event, so, we'll save our Q&A till the end. Mm. Even at the beginning, just start getting the questions.
Just getting it out the way.
Just sort of get, so then they will want to listen knowing that it's addressed now, because they might not stay till the end.
Mm. Right? Well, you know, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about a Chinese tea farmer who's become an e-commerce sensation. This man apparently live streams for up to 10 hours a day, and he is now like a super viral star. But we're asking you today, what's the funniest or weirdest thing you've seen during video calls or live streams? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, or you can reach us on Instagram and on Twitter at BFM Radio. For now, here's Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun. Enterprise Biz Bites will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.